Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, guns in the back, and I would.
Great Hampton, Junior, see every friend in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gon' turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched. You see, the deal is this here. Now, although they did my daddy in one of the most direct graphic type of ways, the reality is that
This system snatches or attempts to snatch all of our data in some sort of a way. And though the peers came in blasting, rat-a-tat-tatting through the front and back doors in 1969 at 4:30 a.m. on December the 4th, in which in aftermath, not only that left my daddy, 21-year-old Chairman Fred, but 22-year-old Defense Captain Mark Clark as corpses. You see, they set the stage and laid the ground to, in whatever way, lay all of our daddies and all of us in general under the ground. Whether it be to string them up, lock them up, have them strung out, shoot them up, paying them up or punking them out or straight up point blank, putting them 6 feet under the ground. And with that being said, this here is from the young Chairman Fred, to that of the Chairman Fred, as well as to all the daddies, fathers and papas, those who were in prison, as well as those who, in which it was out of their control, just came up missing, as well as the forgotten. Dear Daddy, this is for you, man. Let the record reflect. When your son would nothing but love and revolutionary respect. With you, no commercials for Gatorade juice. No Armani suits, no nothing of the likes. For our son, the son to be a freedom fighter like Chairman Fred as opposed to wanting to be like Mike. Although you weren't here, you was always here for me. And I learned lessons from your legend of what a man was supposed to be. When they play with my mail and I couldn't get to no phone, doing those hunger strikes and cold nights, I was never alone. Like you, they say when I talk real fast and I move my hand. We love the people, oh, but we'll get up with that ass. On the streets, I always in the ear when they spoke on Chairman Fred. And in prison, I paid attention to what the old timer said. When they spoke on you, I seen that gleam in their eye. With just the mere mention of your name, I seen demoralized get high. No narcotics needed, in fact, high the people that you always said. As a kid, I came up looking forward to sideburns, fur hats, and an nappy head. From colleges to the communities, from the parlors to pool rooms, from the real Rainbow Coalition to a principal gang troops. In this struggle, you said you would pay the ultimate price. You anticipated prison and dedicated your life. Whatever the state signed your name, mama told me the truth. And that young lady, your great-grandbaby, she sends you a love. Well, she's a descendant of a diehard and a blessing from above. Now, inquire minds want to know, how does it feel to be sighted by you? Being loved by the people and sweated by the you-know-who. If I could choose to do it all over again, I would choose to be your son. And by the way, that lady that you chose, that daddy, that was the one.
Piece we did called The Chairman Fred on Father's Day, semicolon, Dear Daddy.
Now y'all youngsters out there, we're doing some movie, catch y'all in the park, we cut the park, the club, and this is really going to contrast with all, again, the imagery that places like, you know, Chirac and other, you know, other communities, there's a lot of propaganda spread about our people.
As I said before, and I say it again, though the state, this system, they took out my daddy in a graphic type of way, point blank, you know, so we've seen, you know, so police have 99 rounds in the house. This system attempts or does take all our fathers from us one way or another by shooting them down, stringing them out, locking them up, you name it.
We want to show you some images. So it's rough out here. We rougher. The people rougher. You know, I'm saying rough in the way that we gonna survive. You know, we got community too. This is just a struggle. We struggle. Every day is a battle for our manhood, our womanhood, our childhood. It's basically how you matter.
And, this is the piece that we want to get. You know, brothers from all walks of life to be in this place. You know, so we coming to a hood near you. So again, so inbox us, you know, tag us on a question on Facebook where we gonna be at. So we'll be shooting some footage here on Father's Day. So we'll screen our brothers, you know what I'm saying? Father's Day, they gonna be in the video. So it shows that we damaged, but we not destroyed. Again, we damaged, but we not destroyed. You know what I'm saying? And there are some images out there. And there's brothers out there that's, you know, saying, that's taking in, you know what I'm saying, these youngsters. That's not even necessarily biological fathers to these youngsters. But this is a video, we're going to call all the brothers, make sure y'all be on deck for this day. We're going to be going through the hoods, you know what I'm saying, just the basic everyday brothers, the people, you know what I'm saying, to contend against this image that we've been given. Heads up, eyes on the fist clinch, y'all, again, right on.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr., and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why, if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the Vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of a struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. Do you matter consider yourself on the mountaintop? I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, below the valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Elvis Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in the revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in the revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes, but we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary, and you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million. That they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a subject that they couldn't print one article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, at a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that motherfucker in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask little pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write articles, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write an article about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same PLM, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I stand to be the first group to come above town, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I didn't need you, you can sue me if I make a mistake, motherfucker. It's better than not even being at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people, I correct it for the people.
Y'all ever wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? That these fraud-ass philanthropists, these counterfeit-ass charities have no problem coming out and support us? Yeah, you wonder. If nothing else but in your subconscious, in the back of your mind, y'all even wonder sometimes why the media can't speak on us, and why these softball-ass motherfuckers with big bankrolls can't fund us. Chairman Fred said we gon' say it again. Dada struck you, dada win. Shit, failure's not an option. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect and distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws in our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These is Cub shoes. We do more before 10 a.m. than any state selected officials or Marines or any opportunists as the forest naive ass niggas can or have did in 10-month time period. Dig. These pigs are the Black Panthers is the problem. In fact, Jack, well, a lot of y'all don't know that was why Jagger Hoover and the rest of the pig power structure came at it with everything including COINTELPRO. And if by chance you think that this shit still ain't happening, I'm either spitting this shit too fast or y'all listen too motherfucking slow. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. And let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws in our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Because you best believe when they come down to the Black Panther Party Cubs, yes, us. The agency still documenting and listening while we still representing resistance. At the end of the day, they still be saying, shit, them niggas still struggling for self-determination, and we still got a motherfucking problem. They done dropped drones on us, created counterfeit-ass organizations, even tried to clone us. Ain't a gunned us down, locked us down, and even sent some motherfuckers in the bedroom trying to lay us down. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Now, we've been subjected to more snitches in the Nicky Barnes documentary, and been buried in more ditches than a motherfucking mass cemetery. We done seen motherfuckers make money off our name, co-op our quotes, misappropriate our logos, suddenly be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, then come and claim Cub when it's comfortable. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and outpaws, and these are Cub shoes. Now before I close y'all eyes. Now on second thought, motherfuckers must sleep too long. Open your eyes and imagine a bunch of black cats armed with them Panther politics. Yeah, we the Cubs. We the Cubs of them, the ones that enforce the political exile and post on the wanted list. We don't just proud, we get down. And when we got them, we just on war. We represent the results of what them thieves did in Chicago on 4/5 in 1969 on December the 4th. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These are Cub shoes.
Who we be? Man, we be the ones to understand the importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones to rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attacks. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all to show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. We the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines do in 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also another on this here slave ship. All black folks ain't in the same position. We'll be remiss if we negate dimension, and we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathan Eugene, and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale, and people like Bobby Hutton, and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're even in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose new faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what do we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a need, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do to be the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing no commandism, nor will we be dealing tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand that people out here and all these dudes and dudes out here, you can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. Three men are considering yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, below the valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. XL is Cleveland, Louis P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in a revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing. We're always practicing. We're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you got to do something. If you want it, you got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms are valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a subject that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a funny stage of advancement, and a funny stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the funniest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some old paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind so you can be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write articles, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same people, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I stand to be the first group to come above town, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I really need you. You can see me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even being at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
Heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. Now, although this was initially written and scripted when I was in prison, for a young lady who had just turned 19 years old, 8.5 months pregnant, carrying me on December the 4th, in which the Chicago police came in blasting, blazing the raid on a cold-ass morning on the west side of Chicago, with the pigs pressing their pistols upon a protruding pregnant belly. My prenatal care, as opposed to a stethoscope, would be department issued 30 revolvers as well as their personal 44s. My maternity ward coming close to being my casket, and my mother-to-be being my jail cellie. You see, my birth certificate down there was deemed my death certificate. Now, although it may seem personal, let it also be deemed as political. For I dedicate this to my mother as well as the mothers beyond my reach. For the people's pain reflects, we cannot afford the luxury to simply speak as individuals. And with that being said, this is from Young Chairman Fred. Lock and load, the mother old. You think I forgot? Well, I think not. From the pyramids to the plantation, from the sharecropping and segregation, to the old earth from our seat, yes indeed you carried me. See, in Africa I ruled your back, and on the plantation of potato sack, whatever the case, you held me tight, kept me close those winter nights. Matriarchs and mothers and queens and nannies, big mamas and dear mamas, Geronimos and grannies, healers of sickness who address the business, with no need for traveling, homemade healthcare, from common colds to frequent flus to champions of childbearing, continuously connected to this cold hard system, and my cries were denied, you was the only one that was listening. I didn't play no diss and mama would play in the dozens, but it wouldn't be no diss, you ain't gave daddy no love. Through the hard times, the struggles, discomforts, and pains, the cold nights, beans and rice, mayo jars, and Kool-Aid. Yeah, I did my share of stupid stunts, fuck-ups, and cutting up in class. You showed tough love and had no hankles about tapping that ass. And with those hard times we had in my mind remains, first days of school and surprise birthday. She's been trying to divide us from hectic times throughout the history. From math to selling me off to the day with baby tea. Pyramids, taught tribes and gained names and nations. You are not only my mother, but the mother of civilization. Those are your children in Kenya, the descendants in Dominican. You breastfed me in Botswana and kept me clothed in Ghana. Whenever they beat me down, you told me, son, stand up. You said all men fall down, but great men get up. And they came and framed me and placed me behind these walls. You knew the business, prison business, and collect phone calls. From the womb to the tomb, from the belly to the grave. From foreign to the glass, prison blues and shackles and chains. I love you dearly, miss you really, and that ain't never gonna change, gonna change.
Shit, tired of getting shot at, tired of getting chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it, a spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood, you know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G at Thug Mansion. A place that's been my quiet night. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide and would have tried, but when I hailed that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble, not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we could roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going fast. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at the Thug Mansion. Fights in the darkness, trouble spark. They tell me home is where the heart is, dear departed. I've said tattooed tears and couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness tears, cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians banners, they'd rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to roll? If you find it, I'll be
right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace. Squad of the man shot him. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly place of playing rough. And tough man.
Ain't no place I'd rather be. Ain't no place I'd rather be.
Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, dripping peppermint snot with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Tasha show grown, tell the lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you understand. Only God can save us. When Miles Davis cutting loose with the band, to think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace at last. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear the mask and remember this face. Save me a place in the
man.
To make some motherfucking music in this house. For the benefit of those who just might not happen to know, who ain't seen this shit, let's not even read about it. And that's been a whole bunch of talk. And believe you me, if need be, it's gonna be a whole lot more motherfucking action. When it comes down to this here business about saving the home of the deputy chairman of the Black Panther, Fred Hampton.
Hampton, I'm the deputy chairman.
Of all this oink-oinking and talking about banks taking their safe auctions and foreclosures. As a matter of fact, it better come with a whole lot more than hard hats and bulldozers. And I did. See, they got me. No, scratch that. They got us all fucked up. As a matter of fact, might as well bring the badges, bandages, nine-dime packets, handcuffs, and prison buses. You see, we talking about the same home. With J. Edgar Hoover directed the federal government to tap the telephone for this bad young motherfucker when he was merely 14 years old. Now, you walking in the same place in which he left him one block away. The same said government had a man named Nelson Sewell driving a good new ice cream truck, framed the same said man not known to be a chairman, Fred, in which they hit him up, handcuffed him, and gave him a trust-the-fast case on July 10, 1968. Across the street, he went to grammar school, down the street, high school. In fact, it was the chairman, before he even came the chairman, that checked these racist-ass motherfuckers in Maywood about blacks not being able to swim in the same motherfucking swimming pool. Now, mind you, as soon as they chopped the chairman down, in fact, the very next day, after the 1969 to 2004 grade, they came through Maywood and every other hood, saying and stating that there'd never be another Fred Hampton to take his place. And in addition, if another nigga dare thank you, you might as well get in the goddamn grave.
I'm the deputy chairman
of the state of Illinois. Now here we are. Can you dig it? 50 years later, fighting to save and maintain the home of the legacy of one of the baddest motherfucking greatest. Now, that same said government that I made mention of merely minutes ago, it still come at the legacy chairman Fred as they did in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. If not more. As in the days of old when Rome politically sold the earth, like the British did the Chinese in the mid-19th century in the Opium Wars. These same murdering, marauding motherfuckers have an artistic turn the house of the Hamptons to the house of dope.
Yeah. Like Rudo Giuliani implemented Nicky Barnes in New York. They, the state, armed and equipped former family members and a bunch of more reactionary ass niggas. And at all places, place they puppet ass right up on the first floor, and as well as down below. Right on 17th and Madison. Yeah, y'all know where it's at, 804. Nah. They got us bogged down with outdated water bills, mortgages, predatory loans, and a whole bunch of more action. Nah, we ain't crying the blues, cause that ain't the type of music that's playing. But we are letting y'all know what's happening. We standing here planning. We on no vacation. We at the Hamptons. We don't meet no motherfucking Martha Stewart. Determine the destiny to save this in house. Who's house?
With some mud, streets wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black souls, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dance, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of Marlin, fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking the power. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the throne, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the books, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casts because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the school, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Car got on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blast before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Damn that nigga hitting every note, it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of different reasons that I'm too young to die. I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you're dead already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people.
I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Big Sight, New Tank, Coco, Big Sight.
Yeah.
Y'all know how this thing goes, you know.
All eyes on
me. Buffalo, G. Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player-hating niggas tryna sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a false player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and get lost later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I popped up a low, then smoke some flashy brain. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major pay. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches. Bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous. The motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these folks won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Little like a thug nigga until the day I die. Little like a lost place. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little like a thug nigga until the day I die. Little like a lost place. Cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Grind ball, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curve. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a check. Devoted to serving this, my wedding paycheck. Like a tight satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going, I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do, what can I say, is there another way? Blunt is in all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play, all eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play, all eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was way small. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shots. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Falling in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss. Players, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit. I put the top down, now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. The criminal lifestyle, he broke us the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real kick it. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how this shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker and be like, King.
God life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Till my life is a false play. Cause even getting high.
Every motherfucking body. I got busted over the police watching, nigga, you know?
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Living life as a boss player.
All eyes on me. It's like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket or something.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. Ain't really on that dope.
Living life as a thug nigga till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Y'all got me under surveillance, but I'm knowing.
Too many families have been affected by wrongful death. This system and this country has tore apart my family and our family. You can't have a black family and be together. How many more funerals do we got to go to? And how many more scenes of the crime do we got to watch them chalk out black figures on the concrete before we realize that the only way for us to ever get out of this predicament is to struggle to survive? Change, we gotta fight for it. Ain't nobody gonna give it to us. We just gonna have to take it.
Here's up, eyes open to fist clenched. Y'all know what this is now, we do this. Now this can be dedicated to the place in which is formerly recognized as Ferguson, Missouri. The small suburb sitting right outside of St. Louis. It happened to get a crack in August 9th, 2014. It called International Fury. You know, the same shit, different story, same struggle, different rhymes. However, with this time, this crime, this pig Darren Wilson just has happened to pull the trigger on what the system simply sees as just another nigga. In the place, the Black Panther Party girls in the community has now designated to be that of Mike Brown time. It's going down, we're standing our ground at Mike Brown time. See now, though it ain't no perfect place, it still happens to be one of the coldest places in this day and age, which black folks consider their crime. See, when the pigs did what they did, and they attempt to do what they do, y'all know how the show goes after they blast our black ass. They call up the crime scene while we bleeding and possibly still breathing. Then here comes the yellow tape and the white chalk line. Sometimes I wonder why they don't call this shit for what it actually is. The wrong black folks are supposed to call it for the wrong crime. It's going down. We're standing our ground in Mike Brown town. Then the media comes out and makes it out to be nothing but just another number. Then they send in a specialist signed sample. Same ones that don't even fuck with us, don't even give a fuck about us. That is, to the state delegates, they come in and keep us under control. You know the ones that the late Malcolm X obsessed as the Novocaine Negro. It's going down, we're standing our ground at Mike Brown time. Open the fist clinch, get a chance to free into an open letter. However, no state now supply. Let's ride.
God damn it! About
to turn Havana to Atlanta.
What the nigga Jigga just say?
About to turn Havana to Atlanta.
Hold on, stop the track and take it back. And pull the slave out the cell, it's the replay.
About to turn Havana to Atlanta.
Well, look here. The Barack Obama hip hop is gone, got another propaganda drop. Only with this time, inclusive of this rhyme, this crime happens to be responsible for the Republican Party by its killing star.
got a world's most famous one of these Negro New York Yankees. The Star Spangled Flag across seas under the auspices of him and Lily Bates celebrating the anniversary. Now, let the truth be told. But the fact is, the same system that previously tried to take out Fidel Castro, strategically, literally, physically, as well as politically, in all likelihood, put this musical person in for the machine, like a propaganda bomb to be dropped. But this time, to be backed up by Bay and Beats, in one way or another, funded by the U.S. government. Agenda, approved and destined by U.S. imperialism. Mission, take it back to the days of our teaching machine. Be for real. Bob Dylan's rap music, how about better yet, the Obama hip-hop, implementing the interests of the system, produced the mass confusion. Now, these killers that got so absurd, they even some miscreant must have happened, and get Compton left throwing a few words. Exile child from Cuba. In other words, this shit that got so twisted, they got foolish bars behind pieces of eight pit bulls. Oh, now they done said something about you, suddenly it's a problem about this system. While all the time you've been feeding us in your lives, your rhymes, nothing but support for capitalism and individualism. Now how dare a representative of regularly from these Rockefeller raise up and misuse the term revolution? Revolution es la solución. Revolution is the only solution. Poder a la gente, power to the people. Free the Cuban five was the call, free them all. No open letter, no state stamp supply. Hands up or something.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today.
Smiling faces and aging provocateurs. Prison tours, lack of a community space, in other words, a motherfucking base. Distinguishing from simple mistakes of that which is being orchestrated by the state.
We am all. We am all.
Saints and slander to questionable motherfuckers just popping up randomly to false flagging ass pampers. Sometimes, oftentimes, at times. COINTELPRO and Negroes. Prices being placed in our heads by motherfuckers with a whole bunch of money and nothing more would make theirs and those that they work for a day. Stupid shit to opportunists and revisionists. Being financially fucked up to being tired of this battle. But still covering and expressing revolutionary love and rocking with our black apple hats and cups.
We get hands, we get paws.
Sometimes, oftentimes, and at times. You know, sometimes when I ride, deep down inside, in my heart as well as in my mind, while keeping confidence within the curves in the community of life, and maintaining that historical Panther pride, I say shit, the Sons of Anarchy ain't even had to deal with the shit that the curves had to cope with. Sometimes, oftentimes and at times, good love, sometimes.
Community love. We love the people because we love the people.
learned a lot when I was in prison. I had an educational process, a learning process. Sometimes the side is taken about some of the action is going to be taken against me and other members of the party, and I said, I don't know why I'm not scared. You know what I define as being? I define as being a people high. I define as being high off the people. You high? I'm high. You understand what I'm saying? I'm high off the people. Sent me away to the penitentiary, and I went to the penitentiary way down in Menard, Illinois. I'm thinking, I said, well, I'm way down here in the country. I might can't hear no people. When I got to Menard, I myself, even being in the vanguard, had to get on my knees and learn from the people. I had to put my ear to the ground. And when I put my ear to the ground, I heard a beat. I hear that beat. Be stopped by anybody. We're talking about we're going to make some changes in this system.
Picture me rolling. Normally lay the cape up. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a back to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. Cause these some molding ass niggas and they're slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't beat you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. I'ma jump the property, keep up, we got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm cautious. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cookie shit that we inflict and get street sales.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us a rubber.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know there's some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility.
All you bitch ass.
Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pang, Sight, Mozart, Mofren. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me all? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
Motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blowed to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigue, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was Snoop. A real nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shook Dre, pump ass, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this bullshit deeply. There seems too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. Pump up. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit, you need a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Nigga, against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Nigga, against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lace this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I know you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine, set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up, heard your guns bust. But you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I owe. I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch, nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back,
now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to tuck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds, so hope my true motherfuckers know. Be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hope my true motherfuckers know. Be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that back, he did some shit he shouldn't have did. So we riding for that. And that nigga that was there with me rested dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, reason of dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Yeah, you wanna live my life. So what's a hostage, nah? Niggas that don't rhyme right. Seen too many movies, blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes, since you lie, you die. Goodbye, let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that die in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being soldiers. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all out. Yeah, who the fuck is gonna get you? Touch me, I'm at you. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. Hell nah, I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. Now I want war.
Whether a man or girl, we still struggling. And it's
white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherly men. We must fight for brotherly men.
All black.
In this
white man's world revolution.
We must fight for brother Geronimo Pratt. We must fight.
White man's world.
For brotherly men.
Everybody change, choose a new direction. In the blink of an eye, my time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die, not going wild. Why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my cheese wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no cheese in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Latasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama. But when we make it, it's a better time. And it's white right man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation. The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
We understand that Mickey White, Dennis Murrell, and Nathaniel Jr., and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale, and people like Bobby Hutton, and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people will run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing in no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. You may not consider yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley There are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Elvis Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in a revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in a revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing. We're always practicing. We're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the Vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the Vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people, and the people follow the Vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the Vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the Vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out an educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre would admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, at a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write articles, because we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas running around, some of these same people talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? Organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I say that we're the first group to come above town, goddammit, where the people can follow you and say, motherfucker, I didn't need you. You can sue me. If I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even seeing you at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people. I correct it for the people.
It's the second time Jacqueline Johnson cried next to her son Kendrick's grave. The first time he was being lowered into the ground. This time he's being pulled out of it.
Did you ever expect that you'd have to?
Why would the funeral home discard his organs and stuff on the newsstand?
The question is, why did he tell us?
So what exactly did the Harrington funeral home do with Kendrick's organs?
Now we got this youngster, Kendrick. Johnson, 17-year-old black child, found dead in high school gym, and stuck between some athletic equipment,
was used to deal with Trayvon Martin. Now, you're going to tell me.
In June, Kendrick's body was sent to Florida. The Johnsons hired Dr. Bill Anderson to conduct an independent second autopsy. In that autopsy, Anderson told the Johnsons he found evidence that Kendrick died as the result of a blow to the neck and not accidental asphyxia after slipping into a rolled gym mat at school, as investigators in Georgia had said. But what Dr. Anderson did not find shocked them.
We got the body for the second autopsy. That organs, the heart, lungs, liver, etc., were not with the body.
The brain?
The brain, they were all absent.
Every organ from the top of Kendrick's head to his pelvis, gone.
Now, although they cracking, they actually backing. But the funny thing is, as well as scary thing is, if we just speak honestly, now this is in between just you and me. How many niggas in they high class ass positions, and motherfuckers with big bank transactions, and living in $1,000,000,000 ass mansions? If we to take a flashback in time, we'd be held up with the ears down and eyes wide open in Uncle Tom's cabin. White folks got these Negroes so turned inside out and so clone, thrown and gone. They mass will leave their asses without at least more than 2 weeks alone. They couldn't even find their way home. This shit so sad that even got some more motherfuckers like Sean Puff on Combs even going mad.
Too much coonery, buffoonery going on. The coaches getting killed. I'm not even saying nothing about it because I'm just so burnt out, out, out.
You see, even the long-owned and old Negroes like Morgan Freeman have come to find and recognize these times be mortified. You see, these be the days in which the slaves up their game and hit the interstate and highways doing commercial advertising ads for Maybach, Lamborghini, Bentley. But at the same time, still taking Miss Daisy for a drive. Now half these cats agents, rest of them crazy. In the words of Chairman Fred, singing that it is. By the time I figured out which it is, I'll be in the penitentiary of the grave. In other words, be buried 6 feet deep or be into a 60-year bid. Now if you knew what they do and what they can reduce, after these bureaucrats and big businessmen take these broken black men behind closed doors, you too would be floored after witnessing the horrors of what it was and what it is, and finally facing the fact that you're looking at some cats in which the only thing that black that remains intact is a motherfucking skin. Now imagine Michael Jackson, that is before and after, Elizabeth Taylor, Hollywood, and a whole bunch of more body hunters. From a child's eyes like a den headlights, all they see is Hollywood stars. Unbeknownst to them, they about to be robbed and ripped off from heart, lungs, liver, and private body parts. The Rockefellers and some other representatives of the ruling class. Gave dimension, some other infamous figures such as the Rock Hudson. You see, we done got so saturated with actors and bogus motherfuckers who playing black that most of us can't even distinguish nigga fiction from that of actual being black. 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 This is so strategic and on automatic drive that as soon as they look in your eyes, they done start plotting your demise. Now one of the funny things is that they have the picture so twisted that they have you looking for the same ones that damage you somehow, some way, in some strange sort of way, to suddenly give a fuck about you, become concerned about you, and come and save you. Huh. Now imagine that. How you looking for a daddy from the same ones that destroyed, put your daddy on deadlock and destroyed your daddy? And looking for your mother's love from the same ones that you'll get your mother's harm. Shit. Debate with some of these disconnecting ass Negroes. You sound like the preacher that believes that if he merely speaks to the demons that he can somehow save its soul. Get the fuck out of here!
05. Cop don't eat up, it's time to die. Even as a youngster, causing ruckus on the back of the bus. I was a fool all through high school, kicking up dust. But now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame? Smoking weed help me take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway, swerving. Don't worry, I'm about to crash upon the curb, cause my bitch is lovely. Maybe if they try to understand me, what should I do? I had to feed my fucking family. What else could I do for being tough? I'm slanging with the homies, fuck hanging with the ponies in the club. Got my mind, no danger. Never been a stranger to homicide. My city's full of gangbangers and drive-by. Why do we die at an early age? We were so young, but still a victim of the 12 gauge. My memories of a court, mind full of sick thoughts. And I ain't going back to court, so fuck what you thought. I'm drinking Hennessy, running from my enemies. Will I live to be 23? There's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus like driving insane, stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus like driving insane, stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much
past. I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. Yeah, I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown, and I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and the hurt,
yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt,
yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just the mention of my Savior's name.
There's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane, stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane, stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality,
they got me moving like pain,
loped and ready to get my slug on. I load my clip and slip my motherfucking gloves on. I ain't scared to blast on these suckers if they test me. I got my Glock cop player if they press me. Bust some motherfuckers with a passion. Better talk cause I ain't looking when I'm blasting. I'm a nut and drinking in the sea and getting high on the lookout for my enemies. Don't wanna die, tell me why, cause the stress getting major. A buck 50 across the face with my razor. What can I do but be a thug until I'm dead and gone? I keep my brain on the game and stay headstrong. These sorry bastards wanna kill me in my sleep. I'm really cannot see, and every day it's just a struggle. Steady thugging on the streets and I've been falling low. Don't let them make you worry. Keep swinging at these suckers till you worried I was born a raid. Hell, nigga from the gutter, word to mother, I'm tech. I'm kicking dust up, ready to bust out on the scene. Steady mugging me until they kill me. I'll be living this life, I know you feel me. There's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane, stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my local life. Vibe is strange, and a man without a focus life driving insane,
there's so much
up inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality.
Grandma.
You could come with us to see the Wiz. He's gonna get me back home. And he's gonna get the Scarecrow some brains. Maybe he can get you a heart.
But that's the whole tragic point, my friend.
What?
What I do? What would I do if I could feel?
No, I've been holding back on this one, D. Bit my tongue so much I got blood in my mouth. Now with all due respect, let me get this here from my chest. No, real talk. You see, now some say that this shit has been a long time coming. D, body, and some say that I'm just wasting my valuable time. Responding to no one and nothing. For even your goofball groupies was able to see your feeble-ass attempts at seeking your fame at the expense of slandering our name. Day after day, while you engage in the state thing and defamed our name. Even the pigs start putting out information about how much you got paid. But like a panther in the jungle, I just sat black and said nothing. The arrogance, the audacity, the atrocity. For an actual advocate of the administration to dare make mention of our men and women as minions. When it's actually you, it has been you, that has been utilized as a tool of the system. You see, I see a lot of cats can't get past the fact that simply because you be draped in dreadlocks and arms doesn't count for the contradiction that you're catering and coming it up for the cops. Initially, a lot of cats can distinguish if these hits were simply nonsense or strategically stated. For some, this shit just an add up. Some even wonder, why this motherfucker even coming at the club? And then sure enough, as the old saying goes, what don't come out in the wash will definitely come out in the rinse. Nah, they say you got issues. Okay, okay, so that be the case. Then why is it with white men she grins, with black men she berates? No love for the people, but got plenty much for the state. You know the quote, you heard the verse, and what your state is plain as day. You can't serve two masters. Now with that being said, one has to wonder, are there just some underlying issues where she taking one for the team? One minute repping and rapping and claiming and lay it down for the streets, then the next motherfucking minute going on attack mode on the movement for the machine. A contradiction in terms. You see, you've been compromised, then come back and claim the streets. Man, the mayor's your chief and all of them are your elites. And City Hall, when there's white folks around, she seems to be thinking silence of the lambs. Then in black folks' events, she seems to pull her shit and think it's time to go ham. You see, I don't know who damaged your luggage, but I definitely didn't check your baggage. Whatever hidden agenda and issues you got, you can stop and go see them or see him. Good plan, wrong man. For you may have went to the right campsite, but you knocking on the door of the wrong motherfucking log cabin. We talking and walking. We say it and put it in place. And we got love for the brothers. How we don't break bread with broken black men who see fit to do the system's business. And let the record reflect that we ain't possessed nothing but love and respect for the sisters. However, in the same breath, let it reflect that the same can't be said for masters, political mistresses. They sent you, of all days, to disrespect us on December the 4th. While them ladies sat on that stage, laying it down about how their loved ones got laid down by the state and put in them graves. Those are your words that cut across that crowd like a cold piece of steel. Man, I know cold-blooded killers that get more compassion for their people than you. There's an old saying that goes, hurt people, hurt people. So with that being said, we can only suppose that you were speaking brutally, truthfully, when you said, you can't feel. You see, there's pork in this here beef, and this shit bigger than you and me. For this ain't no case that can be simply relegated to black men as opposed to black women. In fact, better yet, the struggle is being slandered by the system. Nah, on second thought, just in case they still don't get it, better said, the movement is under attack by the man and the motherfucking machine. See, the people's pain reflects. If I could see, we love people because it's lovely to love the people. If all I power to the people.
If I could see,
the people's pain reflects. We feel this shit. We got to deal with this shit.
What would I do?
We feel the pain.
If I could.
With African men who were castrated on the slave ships and our mothers and sisters who were raped and whipped
and
Stephen Biko in the South, so-called South Africa, the Didon Kimantis in Kenya, Patrice Lumumba's and Kwame Nkrumah's, the Winnie Mandela's, Charles Soules in Liberia, those who were forced work in the diamond mines in Sierra Leone, and Dessalines in Haiti, we hear you, Dos Post Marlins in Brazil, we feel you. Fannie Lou Hamer, Ella Baker, the Marcus Garvey's, Malcolm X's, and all the greats, and all those who have been sent to the grave one way or another by the state. Abu Jamal, the Sunday out at Coley's, the NFL tears, the seat numbers, the just move nines, and all those who are doing time.
And just think of all the
Brian
time
Smiths, the Orlando Wallys, and the 17-year-old sisters in Cook County Jail, we feel your pain. The Ayanna Joneses, the Eric Gardens, the Fred Lantis Wilsons, and the Catherine Johnsons, the Kia Boys, the Oscar Grants, Mike Browns, and the countless of other victims.
Oh,
we're doing this here for the unborn, the living, and the dead. It's the Vince Captain Monclaw, the Chairman Fred, Lil Bobby Hutchins, Badass Bunchy Carlos, John Huggins, your brother, his sister, my cousins, and Laquan McDonald's, and the rest of the slave boatload, those names who might not be said, Park, and the rest of the ghetto griots, as the statement dropped, we feel your pain.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
smile, mama.
Heads up, eyes open, fist clench, y'all. Close this out, open this up. I know we about to end weekly episode of Free 'Em All Radio. I just want to tap in, Cub in for a second, and just, you know, on the less than 24 hours, you know what I'm saying, I'm coming up, tiptoeing on up to 53 years old. Tomorrow, December 29th, 2022, I just want to just say you did. Well, first of all, this annual PSA, this year's annual People's Ball will be convened in Atlanta, Georgia, in fact, particularly College Park, the Ice Bar. We had all the details be posted. That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. That's the people, the 2022 annual People's Ball at the Ice Bar. Then we have some after parties and some other stuff. We'll keep y'all posted. But we send love and respect. Right on. I see that's just Devontae, Comrade Stan, man. You know, hey, you know what it is, man. Love, respect. And just to all, hey, not to sound cliche-ish, but just to the people, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. I'm honored and I'm humbled to be, you know, so many people. But Norman from Canada checking in. Right on, man. Right on. It's an honor. It's an honor, you know. And I said before, I said, still kind of haunts me sometimes. I didn't stop getting past 21 years old. You know, the fact I stopped being riding no fumes. You know what I'm saying? As of now, but we distinguish living from existing, and you know, I feel fortunate. To be able to, you know, I mean, ideally, you know, obviously we're free, we have self-determination, but I feel fortunate to be armed with the politics, to be engaged in struggle, because there's a certain amount of freedom in fighting back, and as individuals, you know, we don't, and you know, it's one thing to say that you know a person can engage in certain theoretical assessments. But to be able to be, you know, to wear theory and practice, again, I'm honored. To walk in there, not, as we said, not to push us, but the Panther Party, the Black Panther Party. This week we're supposed to touch on a number of different subjects. Of course, I know it's buzzing a lot of youngsters in particular, the court, the verdict, guys, Tory Lanez, Megan Stallion. I know also an Occupy Azania, South Africa, the case. Just went down in the swimming. And I keep the politics of swimming pools. It never ceases to amaze me. This is a swimming pool in which these black youth were attacked, and again, occupied Azania, South Africa, and these white men, you know, assaulted them about being in an all-white swimming pool. You know, and also something that just went down. I think in Egypt. There's a position about Kevin Hart, an issue about him even referencing that Egypt is in Africa. I flash, you know, I don't know many people that went through that struggle, you know what I'm saying, but we're gonna talk about all that. But again, we got a pre-People's Ball going down. I'm going to post that up, too. That's in the pool hall. That's in Atlanta also. I can't recall the name of this thing. Lots of them on last minute, you know. And I have not landed. I have not come down. From, I don't know how far to go back. Hey, Revolucion, hasta la solución. I come up with this young man here, man. Love, respect. So the spark, I see in the building, right on. At least I see you right on. Free them all. Right on. I have not landed from back to back. I'm not saying it's in the order that it has occurred. International Revolutionary Day, Chairman Free Streets Party. Ceremony for the comrade officially, because even like before that, I think we just kind of took for granted, like it was, you know, found anyway, but ceremony, and I want to make sure I'm a hooker, I know I'm saying if I'm saying it correctly, just comrade, such a word, comrade,
Connor, who's bigger, you know, as a daughter, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, what else? There's been so many. The campaigns, which we are continuously with getting soap and water. That sounds crazy, but just, I mean, when I say it, to the prisons. So Cassandra Grill, Dr. Deshaun, the Cubs, you know what I'm saying, the mobilization, Dorothy Holmes, mother Ronald Ryan Manchild, so many others. And I hate just trying to name people, I don't forget people, but I met some of the beautiful, most beautiful people, some of the ugliest situations. I spoke about when I was in town, Supermax. The people I was, you know, able to meet, and I'm not a masochist. I don't, you know, we don't look for, you know, these conditions. But the deal is, you learn about yourself, you learn about others. In fact, Minister UEP Newton has said that his mother said, a preacher said. I'll say that again. I know I kind of went fast on that. Minister UEP Newton has said his mother said that her preacher said, a certain amount of suffering is good for the soul. A certain amount of suffering is good for the soul. We're in some hell of a times, man, hell of a times. And, you know, consciousness are being heightened, situations are being exposed a million miles a minute, from the record industry to, you know, the miseducation. Self-consciousness, we thought it was taken for granted, people should know. But again, even though it's coming out in reactionary forms, it's a conversation that's happening everywhere. It's no regulator to just keep that on the conscience of their political stuff. It's happening in clubs, as I just said, pool halls, barbershops, and connections out. Pop Tupac said he wanted to connect up, go get us from state to state, you know what I'm saying? And you're seeing the conversation that happening. You know, it's not only conversation, but challenging. Don't get it twisted. Revolutionary is never satisfied, so we don't want to get back and wrestle with our rules again, yeah, this and that, because we got to keep our guards up. Because Chairman Mao Zedong said that the reactionaries will continuously attempt to rear their ugly heads. The flag will be coming up in a minute, y'all. December 29th, 1969, approximately 25 days after December the 4th, you know, my mother to be, you know, saying, who had just turned 19 years old, she gave birth to me. And my birth certificate was almost my death certificate. I don't take for granted to be here, the opportunity to be here. And again, it's revolutionary love, respect. It's the most valuable asset we have as the people. So I'll keep y'all tuned in. If these are my birthday gifts on that, if y'all, donation support, Cash App, dollar sign, Save the Hampton House, PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred J.I., gmail.com, PayPal. You say, well, Chairman, what about you just personally? Okay. Cigars and Frankincense and oil. Frankincense and myrrh oil can be sent to me at the Hampton House. So y'all know the address by heart, y'all. And, we gonna intertwine. We gonna party, a good time, and all that. From the poetry community, that y'all will see them from out of Chicago. They're out here, and man, comrades, service family, business community. It's not, like I said, we want to make sure we get this stuff documented, because there's going to be so many moves, going to be debate, like, no, that was that event, that was this event. And it should be, we want it to be a common, like, you know what I'm saying, a common occurrence, like colonized communities, I've been talking about these state, these paid holidays. We want to be second nature, you know what I'm saying, conversation, what's happening, you know what I'm saying, the tax, yeah, the tax. We don't like to talk about that. We have to talk about that, you know what I'm saying. What happened on the reservations, you know what I'm saying? What's going on with, you know, regards, who got locked up? What's the update, you know what I'm saying? Also, oh yeah, condolences also. Mumia Abu-Jamal's wife, Wadia, she passed. So these are realities. We have to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? We have to good, the bad, and the ugly, you know what I'm saying? So this, it ain't a pretty picture, but it should be commonly called. We don't have to talk about it in the defeatist sort of way either. You know? Man, I'm at a flag. Just seeing some of y'all tune in. Again, revolution, love, respect, y'all. Thank y'all. Man, a desired birthday gift would be that y'all have self-determination. But in the meantime, in between time, and enterer. In fact, we take it back. We ain't going to blow the candles out. We're going to keep on fighting. Free them all, y'all. So just take us out. Give me something. Give me some figures on that. We're going to keep y'all updated, y'all. We're going to blast again tonight, y'all. And because they got no few. Oh, I got to get some of my guys out, you know. The crew, I'll be touching them. We'll be touching with them. Get a shout to them cats out, man. Yeah, the best out. They moving. In fact, Chico will be in Chicago on the 30th. With Chico, Carlos, and DC, they pull get out of night, you know, set the okay, council to tomorrow. We're going to bring this over, going to bring this birthday in, you know what I'm saying? And I just cracked this one. You know, I say, man, getting the old up here. It's a meme or a little skit they have on them Instagram. People over 40 be getting up to, yeah, we can go party, get up and stuff, get dressed up, go party. You sit down on the couch. After a while, you sit down on the couch. You know what? We're going to go and just sit there for a minute, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get up out of here before that end up happening, you know what I'm saying? Before I'm still getting tired, you know what I'm saying? So again, y'all tune in with us. Keep y'all here, eyes on the fist clench. Man, like strong oak trees. We just don't get older, we get stronger. It's called Free 'Em All.
Y'all never wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? To these fraud ass philanthropists, these counterfeit ass charities have no problem coming out and support us. Yeah, you wonder. If nothing else but in your subconscious. In the back of your mind, y'all even wonder sometimes why the media can't speak on us. And why these softball ass motherfuckers with big bankrolls can't fund us. Chairman Fred said we gon' say it again. Dad a struggle, your dad a win. Shit, failure's not option. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect and distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cubs shoes. These is Cubs shoes. We do more before 10 a.m. than any state selected officials or Marines or any opportunists as the far as naive ass niggas can or have did in 10-month time period. Dig, these pigs are the Black Panthers is the problem. In fact, Jack, well, a lot of y'all don't know that was why Jack Hoover and the rest of the pig power structure came at it with everything including COINTELPRO. And that's by chance you think that this shit still ain't happening, I'm either spitting this shit too fast or y'all listen too motherfucking slow. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect and distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cubs shoes. Because you best believe when it comes down to the Black Panther Party Cubs, yes, us. The agency still documenting and listening while we still representing resistance. At the end of the day, they still be saying, shit, them niggas still struggling for self-determination, and we still got a motherfucking problem. They done dropped drones on us, created counterfeit-ass organizations, even tried to clone us. Ain't a gunned us down, locked us down, and even sent the motherfuckers in the bedroom trying to lay us down. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cubs shoes. Now, we've been subjected to more snitches in the Nicky Barnes documentary, have been buried in more ditches than a motherfucking mass cemetery. We done seen motherfuckers make money off our name, co-op our quotes, misappropriate our logos, suddenly be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, then come and claim Cub when it's comfortable. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Now before I close y'all eyes. Now on second thought, motherfuckers must sleep too long. Open your eyes and imagine a bunch of black cats armed with them Panther politics. Yeah, we the Cubs. We the Cubs of them, the ones that enforce the political exile and post on the wanted list. We don't just prowl, we get down. And when we got them, we just on war. We represent the results of what them thieves did in Chicago on 4/25 in 1959 on December the 4th. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cubs shoes. These are Cubs shoes.
J-E on the button.
J-E on the button.
on the button.